Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
There's a road we've been traveling. Lost so many on the way. But the riches will be plenty.
This is one of the winners. Well, actually, did she win or was she second? Jennifer Hudson.
American Idol.
Top 10.
Yeah. She didn't make the top 10.
Nope.
Wow. I thought she was top 10. I thought she was like number 6.
Maybe if she made the top 10, she went home early.
Yes, she did.
She was nowhere near the end.
Went home early to take some voice lessons, and look at what it's done for her.
The reason she did so well is because people were so shocked that she got outed so early.
Yeah. Outed? What do you mean by that?
Kicked off the American Idol Island.
Shuttered, as some might say. So if you like Jennifer Hudson, you're going to like the fact that she's going to be in a production of Hairspray on NBC. They're following up The Sound of Music, I think they did first, right? Then Peter Pan and The Wiz this past year. So she and Harvey Fierstein, is that how you pronounce his name?
Fierstein.
He was the one who was on that medical show based in Long Island. He's mostly a Broadway guy, but he did this television show. What was it called? The Doctor. He was the Doctor. It was actually a pretty good show.
Yeah.
It's ending this year. You know what I mean? Anyway, so they're going to be on the live production of Hairspray next December 7th. They start these things now, starting rehearsal. Hudson's going to play Motor Mouth Mabel. owns the local record store, and Harvey Fierstein, him too. He's actually writing this play. He's going to play Edna Turnblad. He won a Tony for the Broadway version of this.
So he's going to play the John Travolta part.
Say that again, Victoria.
Harvey Fierstein was also in the movie when they made this a big regular, you know, feature film with Zac Efron and Amanda Bynes. And yeah, he was in that too. He's always played this role. So it'll be fun to see him do it live on TV.
But Edna's a woman's name, isn't it?
Yeah. And he wears the big wig and he's in drag. It's really funny.
I thought Travolta did that part in the movie.
I thought it was Harvey Fierstein.
No, it was Travolta.
Travolta?
Travolta, as Chucker says.
All right, anyway, so she's quite accomplished. I've been up and down on her. I think at first I didn't like her so much. I don't know really why I didn't like her.
She's very likable.
But she is. She's very likable, I think. All right, so you change your mind on things. You're allowed to do that. The Prince poll, we had this all over the place. Facebook.com/good day. We asked the question at DougStefan.com. What was your favorite Prince song? Or we had five listed there. And Purple Rain and When Doves Cry kind of were almost equal, as were Let's Go Crazy and Little Red Corvette. What I'm surprised is that Raspberry Beret came out last. I wouldn't have thought that. I would have put Let's Go. If I were doing it, I forgot to vote yesterday. I usually try to vote in the poll. I agree with When Doves Cry and Purple Rain. I've never been a big fan of Let's Go Crazy. Raspberry Beret, I kind of like.
I love Let's Go Crazy.
I like When Doves Cry and Little Red Corvette are my favorite of that group. But there are so many other tunes in there that I kind of like as well. But just, you know, all things Prince continue to not dominate anymore. I think we've had, the domination is over, but I think that now people are talking about addictions and Percocet and it being one of the most addictive drugs in the country. What's going to happen to the doctor who prescribed it? Why was it that he was on this? Apparently he went really long periods of time without sleeping. And what Jack Stockwell, a doctor here, said is that you normally would take that and it would put you to sleep, but apparently it didn't for him. Well, it put him to sleep permanently.
Permanently, yeah.
Yeah, 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, seasoned rider.
I ride an old 1500, and I don't trailer my bike anywhere. I ride it.
What's new?
I broke my clavicle. Next time I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Or you and the bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hi, where from?
Mont Eagle, Tennessee, up on the plateau.
So you
went to a bike blessing where they bless your bike. Me not being an infidel, just a bit of a faithful man, I went and had my bike blessed. And then at 40 mile an hour, and I flew off of it. Bike went down, and I went down, and bike didn't get hurt at all. I broke my clavicle. and I said,
American Biker Minute.
Next time I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if your money reported its relationship with you on Facebook?
It might say it's single. It meets up with you from time to time with no commitment, but your money soon departs.
Then at some point, you meet up with money that you want to hang out with.
You get engaged. You start to trust your money, but something isn't right and you call it off.
That's when it's complicated, because money wasn't giving you what you really needed. You weren't building anything together.
Then you discover how to maintain a healthy relationship with money. You get married. Few people attend the ceremony, just you, your money, and your advisors.
You'll check in with them from time to time, just to make sure your money is taking care of you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.